He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. I'm still here. I took a little bit of a break. I kind of had to change some things around, organize some things, hire some people, fire some people, handle business, basically. However, please understand that I actually love doing this. I love the feedback. I love everybody that's listening. I appreciate you guys. And just because I took a little time off didn't mean I went anywhere. I'm here. And today I'm going to talk to you guys about the building of a solid foundation legally, financially, and operationally when it comes to a business. I'm giving you guys my perspective, and I hope it helps you guys that are early on in the formation and offers some value. So without further ado, let's get into the show. All right, so today we're going to talk about building a solid foundation legally, financially, and operationally. I'm going to give you some insights on some really cool things you can do to get yourself squared away and set up into the right direction fundamentally, starting with a legal entity. We're going to start with the legal aspect of things. Most business owners, when they get started, use an LLC. Where it's most often used and in conjunction with filing for an EIN, so they can set themselves up with a slight barrier. Most people don't realize an LLC is fundamentally just a slight barrier from any like legal problems. Your LLC is your formation. It's how you're filing for taxes, but what it really is a barrier against your personal assets. It's just your business assets. Now, there are other ways to file your taxes, S-Corp, C-Corp, nonprofits, 501c3s, so on and so forth, sole proprietor. But the LLC is the most common, and it's a slight barrier between your personal assets that most people use, especially when starting out. I would always recommend this, unless you're a specialty business, just to put a little bit of layer of protection between you and your personal assets. It's the first legal step in legal protection. Also, don't be fooled. It's not impenetrable. People can poke through it if they wanted to. All right, next, we're going to talk about financials in a two-part process. Number one, for financial, it's credit card processor. When you're setting up a business, you have to be able to collect money. Listen, you don't need checks mailed to your mailbox. As cool as that sounds, it's not that cool. Also, you don't want to be collecting cash all the time. I mean, it's okay to collect checks and cash on occasion, but having a credit card processor through your entity, in this case, LLC, which we're using, is going to be ideal. So I would recommend not using the major processors. They sound similar to the words swipe and poop pals. If I could do it differently from the start, I would have used a smaller, more independent credit card processor, maybe small business credit card processor that isn't known for withholding funds and bankrupting small businesses because of chargebacks. Just FYI, the big boys are known to do that, and small business is small business. Typically speaking, most things are against you when it comes to being a small business owner using large processors. The second piece on the financial end that we're going to talk about is having a business bank account using your EIN that you have filed for with your, in this case, LLC, to open up a business bank account. So once you collect that money in through the credit card processor, you can put it in a business bank account, and that's your business assets that the LLC barriers against your personal assets, okay? So once you file your LLC and your EIN, I would recommend you open a business bank account, and not just one. Open a few business bank accounts across multiple banks just in case you have a problem with one bank, or, you know, maybe the bank is no longer there because of economic reasons. You have multiple banks to put on display. I believe I have 7 business bank accounts, maybe more, or 7 different banks that I use, better said. You having at least 2 different banks would be ideal in case something happens with one. Okay, the last piece when it comes to building the foundation of this business is your operational aspects. You know, this is a very broad topic, but the way that I broke this down for you is planning your schedule, like a Monday through Friday, or a 7 days a week, planning your family time, and planning your boundaries early. So what do I mean by planning your schedule? Okay, well, early in business, we don't really know exactly what we're doing unless we've had really good coaching or a really good mentor. What I would suggest is, when it comes to the operational aspects, start with your schedule. Decide, am I going to do this Monday through Friday? Am I going to do this Monday through Saturday? Am I going to do this Monday through Monday, 7 days a week, like some of us? It comes down to what you want out of this business. If you just want the freedom to make some money and, you know, travel and take care of your family and so on and so forth, that's perfectly fine. But have that conversation with yourself from the start. A guy like me, I put in the work 7 days a week, but I also make time for the gym, and I make time for relaxing. Every single day I relax before I go to bed and talking to my family. So your boundaries are, what are you going to do? Set your boundaries. Are you going to work Monday through Friday? Are you going to work 10 to 10? Are you going to work 6 to 6? Are you going to work 9 to 5? Are you going to make family time? Are you going to make gym time? Set your boundaries, set your schedule, and that's your operational aspect when building the foundation of your business. All right, guys, that's what I got for you today. I love you. I appreciate you. Make sure you drop a review on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you're listening. Help your brother out, and make sure you guys are kicking ass for everybody. Most importantly, yourselves, and I'll catch you next time.
Yes, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of